approach to studying the wisdom of Kabbalah.
On the one hand, when we approach the study, the lesson, we need to be seemingly with a great deficiency. A great deficiency doesn't necessarily bring us a good mood. Rather, although we are feeling that we have nothing, I have nothing, coming to the lesson with empty hands. Nevertheless, I have to be happy, since specifically in this way I can receive from the lesson a great benefit. So, the fact that I come to the lesson, I feel emptiness and helplessness, that there's no one that can help me. And a lack of connection with the friends. And I feel myself destitute and left compared to the whole world. That should be the attitude, the best preparation for the lesson. Since why am I even coming to the lesson? In order to receive the strength, the forces, the force of connection between us, with the Creator, to scrutinize the purpose of creation, the purpose of life, my connection to it or lack thereof. So I'm coming now and I'm beginning to discover that connection. In other words, I have to come empty-handed. I need to be, therefore, happy from such a state. Just like now, let's say, I have nothing. My head is empty. I got nothing that I can discover in me. Even to want anything from my emptiness, I also don't have any of that. Everything is asleep and there's nothing more. And here I have to say that this state, this zero state of zero, is specifically the good state, because it says that I'm starting a new degree. And now I can decide to take a new step forward. And I check it, how better aimed, better drawn, more powerful it is compared to all my other steps, as it's written, and they shall be new in your eyes. Therefore, specifically, here we have to remind one another before the studies that to the extent a person feels himself worse off in his vessels of reception where he has nothing, together with that, he needs to feel himself better prepared for the Kabbalah lesson. And that's how we need to advance. And then we'll take a great new step forward in the right direction towards the goal in each lesson. So those who feel themselves empty before the lesson, the emptier you feel, the more helpless you are, the more of a failure you are, weaker you are, that you're tired of this. If you feel it, you're in a better state compared to those who feel themselves full of energy and strength and full of forces that pull them forward. Therefore, we need to see ourselves in such a way that each and every state we have for the lesson is blessed. Okay? Already have a question from Hebrew 10, please. We're integrating ourselves with the questions of the friends. We want to feel what they feel being the question that they are asking in order to be rewarded with an answer, all of us together. Have to work for it.
The upper force, what does he expect of me when he gives me such a state? Is it in order for us to go deeper into that state or to change it?
You have to come to a state where you constantly worry. You worry about the mood, the spirits, the awakening, the uplifting, the attraction towards connection with the group, all those things. But it's not that, you know, you come with that from the beginning as something that the Creator has awakened for you. Rather, you come to it after your work, when you read, maybe you sing before the lesson, you come with some personal preparation and then group preparation. That's how it happens. Okay, in principle, it's clear. I just want to say one thing, that when you come to the lesson and you feel empty and you have nothing and no mood and no awakening and no nothing, this is actually good. You are now discovering a new state and we begin to rise.
Ita 4. Buongiorno Rav. La domanda è: quando siamo al principio di un nuovo livello, è meglio leggere uno shamati da solo?
We are in the beginning of a new degree. And is it better to read shamati alone or together with the 10 before the lesson? In that state of emptiness, do I read shamati alone or together with the 10?
We come in different ways, personally. And if I come with an empty state, I respect my empty state. I look at myself from the side, objectively as possible, not from within me, subjectively, but rather objectively. I look at myself from the side and I say, yes, Michael, you are now feeling this and this and this and that. This is very good for attaining the next degree. Then I begin to be included with the group, with the friends, with the study, until the lesson starts.
When in this negative state, I already call upon the 10 and ask for help. Well, what's needed for that?
I try to discover that I am completely empty and I have no salvation from within myself. Other than my plea, if I'm capable, maybe I'm unable to do it, but it's possible that I'm able to turn to the 10. And how much? In order to be integrated in them, to dissolve in them, to drown in them, completely to flow with them, to receive from them as much impression as possible, the excitement, the strength, the confidence, everything that you possibly can receive, which is in general the integration with them.
And
this comes to me from the force of Arvut, together with them. That I prepared it before, in previous lessons, in the previous life for them. And that's how I continue to advance already inside the kli. What am I giving to this kli? Zero. I give my zero. So what? But this is my participation, and a good participation, if I'm nothing. I'm integrated with them.
It seems like it's not according to Rabash, because it's like I take their importance lower when I treat them like that.
No, I add importance to them. I think that's exactly according to the Rabash. That whatever I have, and I've got nothing, actually, I cannot be integrated with them. I come to them, I'm willing to integrate in what I am. I am ready to receive everything from them, to be included in them, to relate everything to them. That's what I have. What do you mean, not according to Rabash? Can the Rabash dictate to me my current state? Interesting.
So last night at our group meeting, we just had a friend who basically announced that he was going through exactly the states that you are discussing now, a descent, essentially, and that he was not sure if he was going to be able to continue to come to lessons or be with the group for now. And I think our 10 sort of missed an opportunity there to share with him that this is a good thing. He's not at the lesson now. How can a 10 work with this situation when a friend literally announces that he's, you know, going through a descent like this? What can we do now?
The fact that he's in a descent means nothing. He means that he adds his emptiness to the group. With his emptiness, we can use it. We can use one's emptiness and the other's awakening and the force of the third person and the intellect of the fourth person. If we connect all of them together, we have a kli. Because all the sefirot, the 10 sefirot for the partsuf, of the neshama, of the soul, they're all different. One has more intellect, one has more feeling, one is up, one is down, one is in chokhmah, one is in chasadim. One accepts the other one and not the other. And out of that, the partsuf is created. It works like an engine, pistons. One is up, one is down. One revolves, one pulls, one pushes. That's how the partsuf works. Consequently, everyone is different. You can build a partsuf from one, but only from 10. From 10. This is a result of the first structure of the development of the desire by the light. Since when the light completes the work on the desire and brings it to a state that he wants to receive the entire light, he goes through 10 sefirot, 10 states, and radically different states, diametrically opposite states.
So we want to incorporate him and his deficiency into our deficiency, but it's not necessary that we compel him to, you know, be with us and join us daily, to come back or...
Yes, to join us, yes, with whatever he's got. To join us, meaning everything you feel, In whatever shape you're in, we want to accept you in this way because we need it for our general advancement of the group.
Is there a way that we can coordinate that as a 10? My fear is that you, you know, a friend says he's going through a descent and then every friend in the 10 will text him and call him, beg him, I don't know. This usually is not a strategy that works. It, can the 10 as a whole have a strategy that works with this?
The entire 10 works together because everyone feels that we are advancing together. In this together, there are those who are down. There are those who are high. Those who are going through different states of the feeling and the intellect, just like it is in the Patsuf, where everyone is different. But together with that, above their feeling, they understand that they have to be connected together and advance together. And advance together. And one does not belong to the other. Meaning the fact that I can't work more than my current state in weakness and I don't feel, I don't understand, I have this blackout that I feel over myself. That's also good. That's also a state. And that's what I'm bringing to the group. And that's a role of a certain sphere in the group to be in it. But I'm drawn to the goal, even with that worse state, and I want to be connected with my friends and advance in this way. That's it. The important thing is, are you trying to be above reason, above your state, towards bestowal? If you're in it, and each and every one is like that, then we're all drawn together, each one from his personal state. And then all we have to do is just worry about the general state. Are we awakening the friends from their states? And each one with his own state.
What's the best way to awaken a friend from a state? As a 10, as a collective, what's the best way?
That from his state, he has to be aimed at the goal. And even if his state is the worst, is confused, is disconnected, something, nevertheless, he's drawn towards a goal with everyone. So he annuls towards everyone and they carry him. So what? He functions. He's fulfilling his role in the group. And the group is carrying him. And we need to have such a thing in the group as well.
Yeah, dear teacher, you said that in the Patsuf everyone's different but connected after all, and we have to be connected with faith above reason. My question is, in the Patsuf, the light passes from one to the other in a gradual way. How can I provide to the friends such light that they can pass on to one another?
When you are integrated with everyone, with their different states, and you connect them all together in you, in order to aim them at the Creator, this is the work that you have to do. And this is true for each and everyone in the group. I take everyone and I aim them at the Creator, him and him and him and him, and then those points of ours by which we are aiming everyone at the Creator, each one in his own subjective, personal way, but it aims to rest towards the Creator. We connect these points as well, our individual ketels, into one ketel.
What does it mean that we connect our kettles Please explain.
Connecting all the keters means being attracted to the Creator by being integrated, incorporated with the entire group, and I want to aim them at the Creator. This is my keter. And such a keter, each and every one of the friends has. Then we include all these keters, we connect them to one common keter, and this is what we present to the Creator, and we want Him to be revealed in it.
Good morning, Rav. Morning, friends. A question from Amos is asking, how should one prepare himself before the lesson?
A person has to prepare himself to the lesson in such a way that he's entirely incorporated in the ten, on the one hand. On the other hand, he remembers the point with which he came to it. The point, as we said today, that is empty. It doesn't have to be empty, but if that's how he comes to the ten, it's good. And that's what we were talking about. To be integrated in the ten as one of them, totally equal, incorporated, but lower than everyone. And how he comes to them, that's mandatory for each and every one. Otherwise, the ten will not be a ten.
Yeah, Rav, there is an hour of attack here. All the friends are very alert, a lot of questions, and my question is how to work correctly with this attack. What are we focusing on beyond the general connection?
You have to leave your critique a little bit. I'm telling this to you personally, and be integrated with everyone. So the more you annul your criticism and integrate with everyone, that would be your work. Otherwise, you'll keep seeing everything from the... Rav, this is the most important, meaning I can learn things that talk about the Sefirot, Patsufim, the worlds, various things that happen, that take place in the society, and everything is important. The society is a preparation for the revelation of the Creator, the study of the upper system, the system of the worlds, is also important since I can draw the reforming light through it. But if I forget about what am I studying for, what is the purpose of the study, that this is all in order to reveal the Creator, to bestow contentment to Him, everything is cancelled. Everything stops existing properly. That's why, what is he saying? One must try to remember the goal while studying Torah, so it will always be before his eyes. What should be before his eyes? What he wants to receive from the study. What does he want to receive from the study? That the study will impart greatness and importance of the Creator. I mean, the problem is not to discover the Patsufim and the worlds and even the correct relationships between the friends and the structure of the group and all sorts of things. Rather, all of it is needed in order to reveal the greatness and the importance of the Creator. I mean, the goal has to be only in this direction, the greatness and the importance of the Creator. Not the Creator by himself, but his greatness and his importance. There's a difference there. I don't want to know the Creator. I want to know his greatness and his importance. Hebrew 10.
אז יש או לא? Hebrew Ezer.
Do you have a question or not?
אז המטרה היא רק להכיר את הגדלות והחשיבות.
So the goal is only to recognize the greatness and importance of the Creator. So when we have a lesson summary, we need to summarize how much the greatness of the Creator went up during the lesson. Rav, yeah, if you can measure it, of course it's good.
It's
like trying to get to know a person. You're trying to recognize his importance, his uniqueness, the greatness and importance of the person, and not other things about him. Why? Because you wish to respect him. You wish to connect to him. You wish to receive an attraction, a force of attraction towards him. So that's what's important, the greatness and importance of the Creator. You should take note of it. Study. Rav, meaning they didn't think about their own correction, but instead about various other phenomena that I should know, I should feel, I will be this way or that way, or maybe the group or the world, the reality. However, we only need one thing. The upper force, the upper light, to come and work on me. What kind of work? I don't know exactly. I don't dictate it to him. I don't know what he will do, but I want it to come and to perform his action on me. Jerusalem?
What's the difference in wanting to discover and devour the Creator and having His importance and greatness? Rav, His importance and greatness is that I want to discover it in order to be similar to Him. How similar? Doesn't matter to me how. As long as I discover importance and greatness, and to that I can cling. I don't stipulate any conditions here that I want this and I want that. No, just greatness, importance. And I glue myself to that, to the Creator. And not that I want to be smart or I want this or that and clarify all kinds of qualities. I want this more, this less, this attracts me more or less. Rather, what's important for the Creator, about the Creator, that's what I want to cling to. And typically, what is it? It's bestowal. It's the force of bestowal, unconditional bestowal.
How can we want to like the Creator before we feel Him, before we understand how He's behaving with me?
I don't want to understand. I want to be glued. And from this adhesion, I'm going to develop anything I lack. I don't want it to pass through my limited mind, an opposite mind. And not even my broken emotion. I just want to perceive the Creator the way He is and let Him dwell in me. Let Him fill me up. Give me everything He has so that I'll feel that that's what He is. And to that picture, that form, like a baby towards its mother, that's what I want to cling to.
Where do you perceive it? Because the intellect and the emotion is all I have.
Try to have it, to absorb it without your egoistic mind and heart. That
Shalom Rab.
Latin 5.
Que si nos distraemos,
la Torah no...
The text says,
que ese nos es contado como distracción
en la if we move further away, or we get confused, the light doesn't influence us. How can we aim that even when we are distracted, we can still receive the light of Torah?
It's like he writes, again I read, Rabash is writing something very accurate here. It is best to extract the light of Torah. How do we take we elicit the light of Torah that takes us to the corrections and fixes us and brings us to the goal, does everything? What's the condition? If one aims while engaging in the Torah, meaning when we study, when we do all kinds of actions to advance to the goal, then he learns in order to receive the reward of the Torah. What's the reward of the Torah? It's called light. That's what I want to have, to get from this whole study and connection and our engagement. At that time, the learning of Torah is good for him if one does it to receive the light. But when he's distracted from the purpose of studying Torah, the light of Torah, that is, that he wants to receive, then the Torah does not help complete the work of making the vessels of bestowal, meaning there is no light, there is no one to make the correction for me, for my will to receive, to turn it in order to bestow. And not using the vessels of reception for one's own sake. Otherwise, his Torah vanishes from him. This light is wasted. It's not working on him. So it all depends on his intention of wanting to receive this change, to be in order to bestow, and the light to do it for him. This is the meaning of this. That is the force of Torah that should subjugate the evil inclination. That is canceled because the person didn't intend for it. And this is the meaning of the words "any Torah with which there is no work," meaning when he does not aim for the Torah to do the work of turning the vessels of reception to work in order to bestow, is finally canceled. What does it mean? Meaning that this force is canceled. Even if he is engaged in the Torah, but he's not intending to correct himself, he's not aiming for the light that comes from the Torah and transforms his desire in order to bestow. It's not that he doesn't want to change in general. He's not intending to transform his will to receive to be in order to bestow. This needs to be accurately the aim. Otherwise, you know how many people you have who study the Torah in all kinds of ways? Many people. But the intention has to be very precise. I want my engagement in the study, in connection, in dissemination, in whatever it is, I want the upper light to correct me and give me the power to bestow. That's the only correction I want, to bestow. And to think what it means to bestow, that, and accordingly I have to try to bestow. And then let the upper light make actions over my efforts. When I want to come closer to the friends and I can't, oh, that's the place where I demand the light to influence me. I want to study in order to come closer to bestowing to the Creator and I can't, that's what the upper light needs to do. Here, the upper light has to show me the forces of bestowal. I have to unlock the places for the light to influence, and then it will do the work. This is called the Creator will finish the job for me, but I have to start it, and He'll finish it. And six.
Hola, querido Rav.
Hello, dear Rav.
Parece que respondió un poco en parte de la pregunta de recién, pero la Torah
I have a feeling that you answered my question in the previous response. So, what is that force that exists in the Torah? On what does it depend?
The power in the Torah is called the light that reforms. And it makes us into something new. What is that something new? An intention to bestow. The correction over my will to receive that is entirely aimed at me, seemingly my benefit in order to receive. It turns that into the opposite. So instead of aiming for myself, I'll be aimed at the others. Instead of serving myself, I'll be serving others. Now changing this vector, the direction of my concern from myself to others, is essentially the role of the upper light that I wish to receive through the study, dissemination, my connections, everything I do. The whole wisdom of Kabbalah is only intended for this, to transform the direction of my interest. Where do I want the benefit, the result of my efforts to be, in me or in others? That's the intention. If I aim for the benefit of others outside of myself, then I need the light of Torah, the light that reforms. Focus group.
שאלה מהאינטרנט. הרוב המוחלט של השיעור בנוי משאלות ותשובות.
From the internet, most of the lesson is made of Q&As. What's the advice on how to aim most correctly in order to draw the light?
אני רוצה להיות during the Q&A, I want to be inside of them, inside the questions. I'm connecting to the deficiencies of our general kli. I'm included in them. I want all those questions to be mine. And then, in the answers to them, I feel the fulfillment. So then I have both the deficiency and then the fulfillment for the deficiency. And then I begin to be bigger, richer, I get fatter, I grow by the key questions and answers that I absorb from the general kli. And I don't care what kinds of questions and answers, because I need them all, because all this kli is me. I am Adam Alishon. So I'm anticipating whatever questions, that doesn't matter what, and I want both the questions and answers to be integrated with. That is the way to advance. The study of Torah always happens through questions and answers. So I have to first want as many questions to be asked as possible and try to understand and feel all the questions and answers of my friends, to be integrated with them, connected with them, that they become part of me. That I can't tell you.
I want to ask, because you say that we constantly have to hit the point of drawing the light, to focus on that, but you can sometimes disperse with the thought. You can sit here for 3 hours with the Rav, the Ten, the Rabash, and I don't know where you are, if you've even been to the lesson.
I understand you. I understand. It happens to each and every one. And when I need to be in a situation where I'm always on it, it happens to me as well. It does. You bet it does. Sometimes I make efforts with all my heart and mind and everything, and I can't stay focused. Can't. someone asks a question and I don't hear it. He's reading the quote and I can't hear it. Also, I want to answer. All of a sudden, I forget what I'm supposed to answer. And it's not because I'm older and becoming senile or something. No, it's part of the work that's happening to us from above. Disturbances. And we have to bless for them. To bless them and try to be above them. What can you do? That's our work. That's how we correct the kli. When you take a broken car and you start correcting it, then you have all kinds of, you know, things you have to twist and turn and fix, and all of a sudden you see, oh, that doesn't sit with that, this doesn't sit with this, now you have to go back to fix the other thing, and so on. What can you do? That's the work. And that's just in the meantime. Afterwards, it's going to be work in between us, all the way to great hatred. That's growing pains. How much we're going to have to be concerned about the global kli. I'm not talking about the world kli, I'm talking about humanity. And all of that. We are not yet even recognizing just how it's all broken on all layers. We don't reside in this whole big pile of corrections that of the last generation.
Last question. How do you go through the lesson without any criticism?
I only criticize technical aspects and people who don't ask questions that are to the point and therefore break the general flow. Other than that, what criticism do I have? If they're asking to the point, you know, higher or lower, but in the same direction, that's fine. And everyone in their own style, what can I do? That's actually the other way around. That's good. That's good for the general correction process. And we are very diverse. Look where we all come from. We're all continents here. All walks of life. I see that for a long time, I'm not seeing Australia. There is Asia, but not that much. However, South America, Europe, that's pretty much there. We do not hear you.
How to use the questions of the friends during the lesson? So the Creator will help me integrate in the 10.
You just have to integrate with the questions and answers and be in them as if it is your own. When someone's asking, and it doesn't matter if you don't know him, you don't understand him, it doesn't matter who, you enter his question as if it is yours. Oh, he wants to ask. And then you get an answer too. Oh, that's what I wanted to hear. And then you are included. You integrate. Your soul becomes connected with his soul and the other one's soul and the other one. And that's how you achieve the soul of Adam Rishon. Tel Aviv 2.
We constantly talk about the intentions and how much you have to place yourself in the right intention for the light to work on you. It's a little confusing because you can think that you don't need to keep the corporeal rules, you know, to be on time for the lesson, to have the camera on, to be awake. What's the importance of keeping those conditions, being awake in the lesson with the camera open?
So how do I expand the vessel of my soul if not through connection? By what? I have to connect to others, their desires, their thoughts, their intentions. I need to connect with all of them so that it becomes my kli. And accordingly, I'll discover the Creator. And I have to understand that the Creator brings me these friends, and I reside in them, and they reside in me. And by that, we build the general kli. Where will I discover the revelation of the Creator if I don't connect with others? If it's only me, then I'll stay me. One point. A point cannot be a kli. You have to have at least 10 points. Otherwise, no. Latin 7.
Cuando estamos trabajando con las preguntas y las respuestas,
when we work with the questions and the answers, is this something we do with our reason and our thought? How do we include faith here?
Faith is called the force of bestowal, and it comes through the light that reforms. And then I work above my will to receive and in order to bestow. Then you're working with the power of faith. Kazakhstan.
Скажите, Раф, мне очень легко включиться разумом с вопросами.
It's very easy for me to be integrated mentally with the questions, with the impressions of the friends, even from experience. But how to be included in the friends in a more heartfelt way?
Well, there are a lot of people who can intellectually understand the questions and answers, but emotionally, no. So try through the mind to awaken the emotion that I must feel what they feel. In each and every one of us, we first feel and then ask. So through their questions, I actually want to feel what they feel. He starts from the feeling and comes to the mind, and I come from my mind and I want to visit his emotion.
I'm trying to do it, Rav, but for some reason it doesn't work. I even pray on it. It's like a wall.
Of course, feeling the other is very difficult. But gradually, through the prayer, when you ask the Creator to help you, to unlock the friend's heart, you will. I promise you. Just think about it.
Well, a question from the internet. What's the reason that lately we read less excerpts and focus more on Q&A? Is it a change that took place in us?
This is because we want to be more connected to each other and understand the material better. We read one quote and then discuss it half an hour. What can you do? These quotes are such that we need to understand them, we need to feel them, and most importantly, to use them to integrate with each other. To hear. When I now hear the questions from all of you, I'm integrated with everyone. I absorb everyone. I am included with everyone, and by that I advance. And if you just want to read something straight from top to bottom, then open the books later on and do it, and you'll see you'll get nothing out of it. The benefit comes specifically from integrating with each other, and that's through the questions of the friends when I'm included with their questions and their answers. And it's a shame that you're asking about it again and again. It just means how much you're not ready yet for this connection. Well, we have a problem.
Вы много говорили о том, как включиться в вопрос товарища, а как включиться в ваш ответ?
You talked about how to integrate in the friend's question, but how to integrate in his answer?
To integrate in the friend's questions, that's one thing, and to integrate in my answer, that's another thing. How? Through integration, through itkalelut, by wanting to attribute myself both to the friends and to the Creator, really in heart and soul, so to speak. To integrate, to be small and integrate there, then I'll understand both the question and the answer. The problem is that our ego is standing in our way. The ego, that's the disturbance. Moscow 4.
Вопрос от товарища, который не может спросить. С каким результатом?
A question from a friend who couldn't ask. With what result should a person come out of the lesson? What should a person take with him until the next lesson?
Integrate with society.
Rav, qual è il rapporto giusto con il mio ego? Io provo ad annullarlo grazie ai amici, ma lui annulla sempre.
That's the right attitude. To my ego, I keep trying to cancel it, but I can't. How do I relate to the friends? With regard to my ego, how do I work with it?
I work with my ego, and so should everyone else, that this is something that comes from above. From above, it's a revelation coming from the Creator, and therefore we need to systematically work with it more and more and more, and not to wait for this to end. But to the contrary, the more you advance, the more the ego becomes revealed. And in foolishness and cruelty and with greater insolence, and that's what I have to work with. And I have to get used to it, that it's forbidden for me to become tired, to break, to leave, to turn off my screen, like the righteous guy said before, and so on. I simply have to continue, even though I'm advancing toward the goal on force. I'm powerless. Still, I have to. And the others help. I help them, and they help me. And we're arranged in such a way that we can always advance if we want to complete, supplement each other. If I want to help them, and they want to help me, even though that none of us has the power to do it, we will find the strength out of our connection. It's not that any one of us has anything. None of us can have any strength or power or anything. You hear this? There are 10 friends. No one has any power. That we want to be connected between us. Suddenly we discover a force. It's the Creator that's between us. We take His force and not the force of each and every one in particular. And that each in and of himself grows weak. And I'll even draw this for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Each and everyone, in and of himself, has no strength. Simply doesn't. We're all zeros. If there is someone, you can take from him, but all of us have no strength. This is the best possible state. Best possible state. It's forbidden for us to turn off our screens and to run away from the group. Why? Because then, in that state, we start revealing the force that's between us. The force that's between us. That it's the Creator. The upper force. And we, sure, we have nothing. But what we discover is Him. Therefore, precisely from the despair, powerlessness, helplessness, lack of understanding, we have to hold each other up, because by that we're actually drawn to reveal the Creator. And you're tired and everything. It says so. It says about it. This is called the work of walking in the desert. That what do you find in the desert? The force of bestowal. You reach the force of bestowal precisely in the desert. What do you think? How do we do it? We climb from Malchut to Bina. This how it works.
Tov.
All right.
Buongiorno Rav, volevo sapere, ma cos'è cambiato nel corso della storia, nel lavoro delle intenzioni? C'è qualcosa di diverso in questo periodo? Abbiamo 3.000 persone con...
I want to know what changed in the intentions.
Cosa c'è di diverso in questo periodo?
We have many new people, many practical information. What's changed in this period, in this time, in the work, in our intentions?
We're advancing all the time, and what was yesterday, today, is upgraded. We're more and more, we're advancing more and more toward becoming integral. There are new laws that are working on us, that as if the system is closing in, becoming more interconnected, more tightly connected. And accordingly, there are more laws that are being revealed of the integral system. And we're not familiar with it. For us, it's like something new. This, it didn't exist before. You could say, we didn't learn about this. True, we didn't. And today you do have to learn about it, and you have to learn about these new laws. What can you do? We are in the last generation. You'll see what will be revealed. You'll see what will be revealed now, and we're the first ones to enter this situation, this state. No one was ever there. No person was ever there before. The great Kabbalists, they dreamt about being in these states, and they couldn't. And actually, we are. Why? Believe me, I have no idea. Because we have the worst souls, really. But this how it is. And therefore, this how we have to advance. And don't think that yesterday it was this, today it's like that. What happened yesterday, that's dead, gone. Every day should be completely new, but really new. And we'll advance that way. Don't be afraid.
Rav, this question comes from a deep deficiency. You just talked about the screen putting off. I do that twice twice in the morning lesson because I just cannot hold the attention. I just have to run away for 10 minutes and do something else, do the dishes. I'm listening to the lesson, I'm listening to everything. But you cannot hold it. It's not possible. So I'm asking for it, for the help from the Creator. But I cannot sit, and I just have to do. I have to do it. What is now the what should I do now with this? I hope you feel this because I'm exploding, really.
It's because you do not annul. So you have your own small kli that can't withhold what you hear and feel from the outside. But were you to be included in them, you'd be included in their kli, and then it wouldn't have been hard for you. That's what's missing, to integrate.
What do I do to do this? I ask the Creator, what can I do? Annul myself. How can I annul myself? I need His help to do that. How can I do this?
Pray to Him. Ask the friends. Try to feel that you're integrated in them and you don't mind whether you understand or you don't. The main thing is that you're included in them. You want to be with them, and suddenly you'll feel that by the vessels of bestowal, not by the vessels of reception. In the vessels of reception, you explode. You can't take it. It's too much emotionally, intellectually. But when you open it up into or towards in order to bestow, then you kind of loosen up like a baby in his mother's arms, and that's that. Try it.
Mach 3.
It happens that our ego, it's hard for it to accept that there's no strength for it. How can we help in this?
Oh, what I just talked about, by devoting myself.
Again, introduction to the book of to the writings of Balas.
This introduction gives a general overview of all of creation, of our attitude toward creation. Rabash really loved it. He really liked delving into it and reading it. And he showed many answers to questions I've asked in this introduction, and therefore I've chosen for us to study this introduction.
The Writings of Baal HaSulam, Volume 1, page 109, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, Item 17. From the above, we thoroughly understand the third inquiry we asked, that when we examine ourselves, we find ourselves to be as corrupted and as contemptible as can be. But when we examine the Operator who created us, we must be exalted, for there is none so praiseworthy as He, as becoming of the Operator who